Yeah.
What up?
All right, we back in this again. We gonna try this one more time. Cause the first time we did this shit,
and again, here we go.
First time we did this, it was a disaster and a half. Fucking content was bomb and shit, but my fucking I ain't gonna give y'all too much shit. I'm gonna be quiet, but
we didn't read everything thoroughly.
I'm gonna be quiet.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. I read a part of it. Anyway, welcome to Let Me Say This.
Jay, sound like you a fucking
welcome.
Carolina kitchen. Shit.
Oh, you can find us on Instagram at underscore Let Me Say This. If y'all want to email us some bullshit so we can read on air, we got y'all. The email is Let Me Say This number one. Let Me Say This one at gmail.com.
Well, my IG is Desibelle100. That's DESIBELLE 100.
She cute as a
check
bitch.
Check me out. You feel me?
Hey, well, this is Shay, and mine is Shay underscore Mikhail. That's C-H-E underscore M-A-C-K-E-L-L.
Okay, y'all, I'm ready. My shit is Unikitty D. It's U-N-I underscore K-I-T-T-Y-D.
That's
all right. Hey, I found it. I told y'all. Welcome, everyone, to Let Me Say This. It's your girl D.
It's your girl Desi.
And it's your girl Shay.
This bitch over here tinkering.
You see what she getting together?
You my shit. Yeah. I should wish I would have known. I'd have pulled the big dog out. Got out the box from over there. Just take a gander at what we might possibly be indulging in. Okay. All right, moving along.
Gander.
Moving right along.
I know why I fuck with Christmas. Back when I was little.
All I want for Christmas.
I know, that's my bitch too.
That's why.
She hiding.
Because she just loved Mariah Carey.
But when I was little. That's my bitch. What's up, boo? But I used to be in all like the Christmas programs and shit in elementary. Like, I used to love that shit. I used to couldn't wait. I was like, I know I'm going to be in with the choir. I know they're going to have me as a little sugar plum or something dancing and shit. Like, I was going to be in multiple parts of the program. So, I was ready for that shit. Like, cook with spice, couldn't wait. With all the green and the red and decorating and shit. So, that's the part of it I like, the little festivities of it all.
I used to like Christmas like that. But life happens, things change.
Job.
True shit.
Yeah. Shit.
I still love it. I just didn't have the strength to do what I normally do. I didn't decorate. I put my tree up at the last minute. But I mean, thank the Lord, my kid ain't asked for a lot. Shopping was done in a reasonable amount of time. But no, we still did all the family shit. Went and saw the lights and celebrate and sang and ate and did all that Christmas shit. But
did y'all have games?
Yams.
Mm-hmm. No. My little sister cussed me out because I said I wasn't gonna make yams.
Oh, that's what we didn't do. We ain't I ain't cook no dinner this year. Mm-hmm. No, sis.
I just made chicken rice breakfast. And
so the thing for Christmas is, so Thanksgiving is at my mom's. Christmas is at my house. Because I'm the only one of my siblings with a little kid. She ain't even a little kid. But y'all get what I'm saying.
With the young.
So everybody came over. First of all, I had to work. I woke Jada ass. I had to wake her ass up. And then she had a little situation. Like, she ain't want to get up. I'm like, nigga, everybody here. Time to get out of the bed. So we opened up gifts, and then everybody went home. It was real simple. I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Wasn't no hoopla this shit.
Right.
She got grown-up gadgets and stuff. Mm-hmm. She got cell phones, camera. I don't know. That's what she did.
Shit you ain't got had nothing to do with.
After they left, that's when I cooked because I want to feed on the mouse. After they left, I cooked me and her a nice breakfast, spent a little time. I set her stuff up for her. I took a nap. Then I went my ass to work for like 3-4 hours. And then I came home and took another nap. Okay. No, we just chill. It wasn't no big old thing to do. Mm-mm. So if it's like this from here on out, that's grand.
That's what's up,
but I
right?
said, it ain't about to be no more Christmases in our hometown. We traveling for Christmas from now on.
Yeah,
I'm with that. Yeah. Already, locked and loaded for next year. We not going to be in these parts of town. I'm over it. And I don't even know what she could possibly want from here on out. What else could you want for Christmas? I don't think there's anything new coming out
what
that you
need.
That's
for
what
Christmas
I'm saying.
Though,
like I don't think like what you gonna ask for?
Draws, baby.
That's
what
it.
You need.
And you get that shit throughout the year, so you really don't need that. Mm-hmm. What else? I just broke my pen. But like, what else could you need? There's nothing else that you could want for Christmas. You got the cell phone, pads, the computers, the games. Like, what else do you need? There's nothing else new coming out that you gonna want.
The way these kids are, they
I ain't having it. So we about to be on somebody's beach hat weather next year.
That's right, guys.
And that's gonna be that. And we gonna be in the Bahamas. All right, moving along. We were supposed to be talking about these motherfucking current events. I don't even know what's happening in the world right now. I've been on my 90s kick lately. It's so funny that you said that's what you was doing for Christmas. Motherfucker Pandora been giving me life with the motherfucking 90s R&B station. It's between that and shout out to Eric Bellinger, Cuffin Season 3. I've been playing that shit when I'm trying to get my sexy time on at night. I'm lying. Ain't no fucking sexy time going on. But no, it's been between the motherfucking Pandora and shit and motherfucking Cuffin Season. Been keeping me alive and pushing me through this non-winter that we're having. It was nice as shit today. It was 65
degrees.
65. Yes. I don't live in Florida. That shit was nice. I washed my car today, bitch. I was showing off. It's gonna rain tomorrow.
Get on that. So proud of her.
My shit was dirty though. Sis needed a wash, so I ain't even tripping. I did it myself. I ain't pay nobody.
Okay.
That shit was hard. Whew. I was winded. Yes, the fuck? That shit was rough. I need a man. Anyway. That shit was hard. It was all right though, you know.
Get your one.
Bitch, no.
Get your 65.
Not where I was washing my car. I don't want none of them niggas over there.
No, so they can be like, hey, Miss Parker.
All right.
My week was pretty decent. It was quite relaxing. I was not tense at all.
What's
that? At all.
When we off air, ask this bitch what the fuck she did.
Okay.
I had a nice bonding experience with my coworkers.
Okay.
Listen, y'all, it don't sound like what it sound like. That's not what she mean.
What?
It sound like you meant something else.
I ain't mean nothing. I
ain't mean nothing.
My bad with it through the pistol.
Wait a minute. Damn it. No, usually I don't get along with a few people that I work with, but I'm coming to understand and open up a little bit and get to know a few people.
And stop being bougie.
I am not bougie.
Look at you. I'm not bougie. The
they motherfucker see me. They can't see me.
I see you. That's enough. Take my word, y'all. This is the bougie one. This one right here.
What she called Dominique bougie though? They got like a bougie wolf or something going on.
I cannot believe it. Dominique was bougie when we was little.
She is. That's my bougie. Dominique my homie.
She always been a little bougie jank. Hey girl, shout out. Shout out Dominique. Hey boo. Mama. We forgot about the children. Fuck some kids.
Fuck some kids. Fuck.
My fault.
Love y'all, baby.
I love you, boo. Yeah, you know that. Yeah, mommy loves you, girl. But not Christmas. Christmas was all right.
They all right.
It was a nice grown-up Christmas.
It really
it wasn't
really
like
was.
The hustle and bustle
okay.
from when she was a little kid. I mean, she's still a kid, but like when she was a little kid, I feel like I was on 100 all day. I had to play with toys and put them shits together. Just, I had to do a lot this year. I ain't had to do nothing. I barely wrapped her stuff. And then, you know.
Back when your house used to look like a war zone when they opened all the presents. Oh, my God.
And she was so meticulous. She just opened like she wasn't trying to rip the wrapping paper or something. Oh, she. But no, she was happy with everything, you know. It was a good day.
That's what I realized, that it was cool that I was working on Christmas. I was like, fuck that shit. Like, we woke up early as fuck. I still got to cook. All that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
they
what I did.
Opened their shit.
Yes, I did. I made breakfast. I ain't lying.
Yeah, I made me some breakfast. It wasn't much. It was a little something, I'm like, okay, they opened their shit. Everything that they was playing with, I couldn't play with. They had headphones and robots and shit. Like, what? I ain't have to put it together. So, ooh, video games.
Bomb. You should send me a video of the robot.
That kid's got gift cards.
Listen, that's the way to go.
Gift cards. Money. Here you go.
That's the way to go. Get your own shit.
Whatever you gonna get. Mm-hmm. Christmas started out a little rough, though. I ain't gonna lie. It was a little rough. Because, it's a little sad family time with, people passing on Christmas or whatever, but it started out a little rough, kind of down. And then I was like, man, fuck that. We ain't about to do this. We're going to celebrate Jesus' birthday. Bump Christmas, all the novelties and all of that other foolishness. We just going to party.
But hold up. It ain't no goddamn foolishness.
What? The Christmas stuff?
Yes. Because, bitch, I celebrate, goddamn it.
We just, I know. For I like us, the we can't celebrate stuff. Because of how, you know, how happy and all of that Christmas is, and ooh, and all the Christmas, most of the Christmas music is so Christmas.
Jolly.
Yes. We weren't feeling that shit. I was playing 90s hip hop. We was partying like shit in there. Shout out to Tupac, because we was in there partying for real.
Listen, today was a good motherfucking day, because you know what I did?
What you did?
Took my motherfucking time.
I didn't
rush a bit. I have hella shit to do. Deadlines approaching. Shit I need to be pressing myself about. I said, you know what? I'm not doing it today. I'm going to just take my time. I woke up when I wanted to. Took a long shower. Mm-hmm. I cooked breakfast. Yes, cleaned my house before I even left. I got all my chores done. This was a nice, relaxing down into it. I need you bitches to stay on task. All right. Okay, yeah.
Though your shit sound relaxing. I'm relaxing listening.
I bet you is.
Bitch, I'm like,
damn. Bet you
fucking. She woke up, made breakfast, took a shower.
That sound like a cool day.
Took your time.
Y'all whack. Anyway. What the fuck was up with you this week? I just finished V-Wars. This is Netflix. That shit was lit. Y'all gotta watch that shit. That shit was so bomb. And I ain't even like a zombie girl. But that shit was nice. I can't wait for season two.
I need to get into
it. And then you season two came back out. I ain't even getting to that shit yet. I feel like I need a day.
Refresher?
Because I ain't going to want to stop watching it. I need a day to sit to myself to watch you uninterrupted. And until I can do that, I'm probably not going to watch it. This bitch. It's on Netflix. It's with my boo from Dan from Gossip Girl. What the fuck is this nigga real name? Let me take a moment to look him up. I can't think of his real name. But this nigga crazy as shit. He owns a bookstore or works at a bookstore. I can't remember if he's the owner or the employee. I want to say, oh no. I don't, like, bitch, if I tell you, I'm going to give up the first season. He owns this bookstore and this girl wanders in his bookstore and he falls in love with her. But, like, he's stalking this bitch. And, like, just happens to show up where she is. Happens to know people that she know, mm-hmm, until they like kind of fall for each other, mm-hmm, but then like he don't want nobody around. He want him for himself. You know, one of them crazy niggas. If I can't have, can't nobody. Oh, God, no. He start killing motherfuckers. What? Just getting closer to her friends and shit. Yes, kidnapped the bitch, right. Locked her in the basement. Like the shit was
so
wild.
Eventually, it's just him and her. Basically,
and then eventually it's just him. That shit. No, that shit was lit. But then like apparently he had done this to his previous girlfriend. Sis wasn't dead.
Oh, wow.
She showed the fuck up at the end of season one. Wow. So okay. Season two, I'm assuming, is about the two of them. Or why this fit, mm-hmm, bitch just came back from the dead. But it's lit. Watch it.
Motherfucking Cardi B just gave Offset $500,000.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
In a refrigerator.
Just put that shit in the freezer. Keep it crisp. I don't know nothing about that because my money don't need to go in the freezer.
Well, it was like,
I'm so confused right now. What?
I don't know why the freezer thing. Yeah, that was my.
That's some dope boy shit.
You okay?
Like legit. But I don't know nothing about that. What y'all
think? They was like, oh, he has everything. So what can I give him?
Cash. Like a commercial.
Corny.
Foolishness.
Like, even with all the bullshit that surrounds them sometimes, like, I like them together.
Yeah.
I dig them together. They both some rats. I love it. Cardi, I love it. I love it. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, sugar.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Kim Kardashian ass last week.
Oh, Lord.
Before we got rudely interrupted. And this bitch and her, want to be blackface. I don't know the fuck she's on.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what the fuck that's.
It's just a little too tame. That's all, honey.
Yeah, a little too tame. You doing a little too much.
I always gotta be devil's advocate. I thought the bitch looked regular. Don't kill me, y'all. I thought maybe it was just the lighting. I don't know that she was purposely trying to look like a black woman, but then I don't know that she fucking wasn't because that's how them fucking Kardashians go. So. Well, who knows?
She was trying to be black with the rest of her family.
I don't care enough to really look further into
everybody
the shit.
She got tired of being questioned whether she was their mama.
Oh.
I ain't know what you're talking about. I'm like, the rest of her family, motherfuckers white or whatever. I mean, they all the same.
You meant her family.
Yeah.
My fault, y'all. I didn't get it.
Dude, like she adopted some of my kids.
Her kids are so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. All of them. They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Such little cuties.
She don't look like them, though.
I think so.
Yeah, with that tan.
Nigga. Oh, Lord. What we got for what the fuck people this week?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit.
So somebody tell me. What the fuck is this, sir, ma'am, thinking about suing the freaking Miss USA pageant people?
Oh, bitch, that.
Why? What? A transgender is suing.
Read a clip.
Because you can't, I'm just.
An excerpt. Let me know what happened.
I'm so confused
before I go to fucking. Just let me know what happened.
Let's see.
What the fuck?
An Oregon transgender woman is suing Miss USA pageant, saying its rules that limits competition to natural born females is a form of gender discrimination.
Oh my gosh.
I just wish I knew what the rules are now, because apparently
I don't know.
Maybe because I'm a natural born woman. This is touchy. I still hold the stance, like, first of all, because it's a pageant, I don't know what advantage you would have over me in a pageant. There's nothing physical about it, nothing where the fact that you were born a man is going to hinder me, born a woman, from winning.
Right.
Like, you're not about to look better than me. You're not about to... I mean, you know, do what I'm saying
like
now. I mean,
but okay, so would that open up the door for males to enter the pageant too? Like, fully males? Like, you get what I'm saying?
But then it's a Miss America.
But if they identify as a female, if you have some that look like men but still identify as females.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I'm saying no, I'm not for that. No. Now, if you're... See, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is some tricky shit
because
could mean that you are, like you said, a woman, a man that just dresses as a woman,
mm-hmm.
or a man that has parts of women, or a man that's fully a transformed woman now. It could mean so many different things. So it's like, when do we say, now it's okay for you to join the women?
True.
That's the thing.
Mm.
And then it's like, because it's such a gray area, like, maybe it shouldn't happen. And I know that sounds like so regressive. Like, we got to grow as a society, but like, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Right.
Sports, though, like, we talking about.
That's physical.
Basketball. Like, yeah, right, basketball. No,
that can't
or, like,
that can't work.
The Olympic shit, like, no. Mm-hmm. Because you will have a clear advantage over me because you still got.
Yep.
Higher testosterone levels than I do.
Yep. I think there's some things going on with the track and field that was dealing with that.
I was just, when you had first mentioned this to me, I had read an article, and forgive me if I'm getting it wrong, but I think it was like the trans person won, and then the second and third place winner were actual females. It was like a track and field or something like that. And the two women were upset because...
Yeah,
you won. You're not even a woman, and you clearly have an advantage over me, running and shit. Like, because this is you're not a real woman. So that I kind of get that, and I was like, you know, damn, it's fucked up. But then it's like, because everybody's trying to be politically correct, you can't really say, oh no, you can't compete. This is not for you. I don't know. I don't know who's,
and everybody is suing everybody.
Who? Oh, excuse me, who is up to, I don't know who the fuck is up to make the decision to say,
yeah, or not, y'all.
You can enter this or you cannot enter this. Like, who told her she couldn't?
They denied her application.
For the Miss America pageant.
They rejected it.
Because
Miss USA.
She was trans.
Yep.
So that means nobody.
Because she wasn't a natural born female. That was part of the
policy.
That's
a part of the, yes, it
the
is.
The rules.
Okay, so, well, then that's a part of the rule, then. It's really
so nice. Then is there something in the Olympics that doesn't state you have to be natural born this or that in order for you to compete?
No, I don't know.
So I can go bullshit with the men and win.
Right.
Because I could say, I'm a man. My name D. I'm about to... I mean, I can do that, like... Huh, okay.
What the fuck?
Guess
man.
That's that. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I need to hear from y'all with this. This trans woman. Does she got a name? I don't want to give that bitch no press. Y'all can look it up. I don't know. How y'all feeling? Y'all agreeing with whatever the fuck we talking about over here?
Right.
Do y'all agree with the state of Oregon in their decision to not let this bitch run for Miss America? Do y'all think that people should be more lenient and open? I don't know. Let us know. Because I'm a lawyer.
Over this joint.
I feel two ways about it. No, for real, I feel two ways about it. Like, I don't have no definite. I'm not leaning to one side or another. I don't know. That's a tough one. Well, moving right along. We're about to get into this meat and potatoes.
Okay. Make sure that meat and potatoes got.
Okay, taco.
Meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes.
The pan is ready. Let's go.
All right. The topic of the week is cheating. More specifically, I don't know how we about to spin this because we three women. Why a nigga be so fucked up when he get cheated on?
Isn't it?
Okay.
That's the real question. I wish I had a man.
He'd be ready to kill a world.
Man, listen.
This bitch cheated on me, but you just had Dick and Susie two seconds ago. Like, literally. Like,
Susie
you got caught in everything.
Susie got all the meat and potatoes. But,
yes. And you get mad when somebody else giving the meat and potatoes to yours? It's your life.
Yeah, that should be. Heart wrenching down in for him. I don't know why.
Somebody just snatched their heart out of their chest and was like, boop, boop,
boop,
boop, boop. Like,
I
can't
find that bomb ass definition I had the last time. It says to act dishonestly or unfairly in order to gain an advantage.
That's it.
To deceive or trick. To be sexually unfaithful or to avoid something undesirable. That was the one.
Yep.
Child.
Oh, here go another one. To help the time pass. This shit is wild to me because, like, this is why niggas be cheating. Like, yeah. This is some real shit. To avoid something undesirable, like,
they don't want to hear you got that mouth, so they're going to go go mess with somebody else.
Oh, shit, nigga, you just might hear. Be undesirable, but a nigga love you, so he ain't about to let you go. I done seen that before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he love what I you can do for that him. Too.
That motherfucking too. Y'all got to stop cheating. Loafing. Let me say that.
First thing.
I ain't never cheated on nobody in my whole life. Mm.
Go around the table now.
I have never.
How about you,
Oh, but that bitch really been cheated on.
Yep, I sure did.
You cheated?
I sure did.
Yeah.
But it was a while ago. It was you.
I cheated before.
Back when I was in my single days.
Yeah, back in my teenage
I don't
days.
Understand the point of it. Like, I just need young. Somebody. Like, you did it because, like, it was the cute shit to do? Or, like, what was your reasoning behind it?
Mine was because I was mad as a motherfucker.
And you just was on something.
I was like boy, what the fuck? I was on something. I'm a bad bitch. And,
she a bad bitch.
You playing with me. Like, that's what I was more doing. Because he was fucking with other little girls and shit.
So
like
it was
that.
Like on some get back shit. Yeah. Like, nigga, you ain't the only one.
Yeah.
Mine was definitely.
I got niggas on my dick, too. Fuck you, trying. What? Mine's fuck you, mean.
Definitely get back. That was back when I was in college. So, yes. It was definitely on get back because his brother snitched on him. Will snitched. Yeah. Snitched on him. Told everything. Oh, yeah, he cheating for real. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Will was trying to fuck you. Or whoever the brother was trying to fuck you or something.
Who?
Whoever told you the nigga was cheating.
No, that was her boo.
Oh. Well, bitch, I don't know. Because what? Niggas do that?
What?
Snitch.
Yeah, because we was
when they
tight.
Not trying to fuck with you.
Oh, see, I don't know about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, tight. This shit sound a little.
Because I'm about to say that nigga snitched mad hard.
And but, why was trying to fuck you the whole time? That's what I'm saying.
So I don't know. Look at her. Oh, what is
I'm going to say no.
Bitch, you got to think back. Take a lower thought.
Because I'm trying to think, where was he at? Because at one point he was in Afghanistan, Iraq. One of them, he was overseas and we was talking. He was telling me stuff.
What that mean?
Wait, how you gonna get anything?
It doesn't matter if we can get it right away. That don't mean he ain't want it. And this is nothing against you. But like, nigga, what?
No,
you
act like
Afghanistan could keep a nigga from some pussy. Okay. He coming home, bitch. He not gonna die just because.
Be nice, yes.
The
fuck? He got to
die. Ignorant bitch. He's in Afghanistan. What can he do there? Bitch, it ain't about that. It's about when he come home. The fuck?
When he touch down.
I don't know. I just never just... I feel like if I'm at the point where I want to cheat on you, like, I'm gonna leave your ass the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know. I just feel like when I got cheated on, I'm trying to think, like, what did I do? Like, I remember the first time I got cheated on.
What in the world?
Because, like, when you think back, first of all, like, I was thinking back to young Danae, like, this bitch ain't know nothing. Stupid ass. And it's like, I always, like, I'm be privy to a lot of shit. I just don't call niggas on their bluff. Like, I just, for what? You know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Man, if I'm my dumb ass wanting to still fuck with you because whatever. Like, what I'm going to say something to you about it for? I knew this nigga was cheating on me. Like, the signs was all there, but the fuck? I don't know. I still wanted to fuck with him, so I did. But it was like, when he told me he was cheating on me, I know there's some dumb juvenile shit. When he told me he was cheating on me, then it just was like,
it was
what?
Different.
Oh my God. But like, nigga, you knew. I fucking knew you was. But like, I was like distraught. I really was. And I'm trying to think, like, this was back when shit was just like ideal. Oh, if you cheat on me, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, that shit was fucking over. And he was trying to get back for a long time. I was still fucking with him here and there. But like, we broke up.
Done, done.
And I was seeing another nigga. But I wasn't cheating because we had broke up.
Hello.
Okay. Y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all bitches been around long enough.
When was this?
Bitch, what? Do I need to shout the year out? That's what shout the year. Right. Don't do that. Y'all know it was. This was back in them Eastern days. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We know exactly who that is.
Y'all know that shit. That was the first time I ever got cheated on. I'm lying. I got cheated on when I was in junior high school, but like I don't really call that shit. He said he cheated on me because I wasn't fucking.
Oh, okay.
So he went and got a bitch that was giving up some pussy. And it's like, you know, I'm glad you did because you weren't about to get that shit from me. I was grown when I started having sex.
Yeah, that happened to me in junior high school.
Remember?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to know about that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You horny ass little niggas. Stick your dick in your pants. Little dirty butts.
Okay. Mm-mm. Stop.
He cheated on me with this girl, though. And I was just like, this bitch out of all the bitches?
It's usually like that, isn't it?
And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I know you could have done better.
Wait.
I know this. What is this about? And I'm like, you legit picked this bitch because you knew this would bother me the most. I don't even think it was about, ooh, I want her. It was like, Dita did some shit. I'm just about to fuck her up. You whack. Now that I'm grown and I be thinking like, you nigga, you whack. You whack for that shit. And then why y'all always cheat with the busted bitches? What is it about that?
Girl, what is it about
never
that?
Lie. Ugh. I guess because I ain't trying to wipe them joints. But ew.
But some of them be doing some.
They be
of them
like,
do.
She was fat though.
Oh my god, that's gross. My coworkers be like that. This bitch be ugly as me. Mom walk in the face. He be like, that ass. Ew, look what it's attached to.
Exactly. They don't care.
She can keep that.
Mm-mm. Okay, they be like, that drink look good.
Why are you saying you looking at some food?
That's how they asses be looking. The fuck?
But why do they be so fucking pissed when we do it? I think it's because we more easier, like we.
I don't know.
Sneakier, I guess.
I've and I think maybe it's because it's someone else going in you. So it's like you're letting someone enter into you. Mm-hmm.
But then you know cheating is a different thing
mm-hmm.
for men than it is for women. Usually for men, it's just because they try and fuck. They try and bust a nut.
Right.
When a woman is cheating, granted, we just be trying and bust a nut too. But like, we do it with a nigga that's doing better than our nigga.
Yep.
That's fucking better than our nigga. Like somebody that can legit replace him.
Yep.
As opposed to him just hitting a random bitch. Like they know that shit means something. Like, oh, if she's stepping out and they see you, what the fuck you stepping out with, they like, oh, damn.
That you're emotionally attached about to leave me. Okay. Right. Yeah, they
oh, my.
Yeah, they
I don't have too much feedback to give on this, though, because I ain't never cheated on nobody. So I don't know what it may do to a man.
Shit, it'll make you afraid to go talk to him. Yeah.
Scared as shit.
Kill your ass.
Hey, what? What's I just want to see you.
I just want to see you.
No, I'm like,
See me.
We had to meet in a public area, in a public park. Mom.
Y'all violent.
Shit, yeah. It still got kind of crazy.
I fake like I cheated on somebody before. And this nigga
This
nigga caused the whole scene. So I'm like, just imagine if I did. Just imagine if I actually did. Like, I probably would be 6 feet under. Caused the whole motherfucking scene. Sorry to this man.
A whole mess.
I guess I can see how y'all got there just on some get back. Like he just was doing some young ass dumb ass shit, and it's like, nigga, I'm talking to you about the situation. I'm telling you what you need to do to rectify the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not complying. So if I tell you another nigga sitting this, that's gonna get your fucking attention.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And I did, and he lost his shit. It's like, nigga, I ain't even fucking when I had time. Where I been at? But with your ass. Then when he sat and thought about it, like, damn, you all right. My fault. Stupid. I ain't mean to act like a nigga.
Stupid.
I ain't mean to act like a nigga.
Dumbass. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, but the opportunities I've had. I don't know. I'm not that girl. I'd be too scared of what's going to come back to bite me in my ass.
Yeah,
I don't want to do nothing to nobody.
Karma is
a that ain't right. I don't got no time for this bitch chasing me down. I don't need it.
Nope.
No, I don't need it unless it's the good karma.
Oh, friends of the opposite.
Do y'all hear this bullshit?
Yeah, there's no friends.
I don't understand.
Nope.
I don't, because I wish a nigga would tell me I can't be cool with the niggas I've been cool with. Fuck, why? Grow up.
See, I'm...
I'm not grow up. If you never hit it, sure. But if you've hit it, fuck no. But if you used to be together, like, fuck no.
That's what I'm saying. But like, if you hit it, then I don't consider that a friend. Regardless if exactly. that's what y'all are, y'all cool or whatever.
Exactly.
It's a ex-girlfriend.
Exactly. That's how we
that's a different so that's thing. Different. You talk about no friends of the female kind at all.
We talking about is platonic friends are fine.
Who, me? Okay, listen.
See? This bitch ain't talking about that.
Okay.
But I got to know.
I don't want him to have no female friends, okay? I mean...
Oh, baby. I be your female friend.
I mean, and you are. Like, okay, people like you, I consider him that's like that. You okay? Y'all don't talk on the phone. Y'all don't text. Y'all don't... Right. But if y'all see
but then
each
if we
other...
Did, look, she about to...
For what?
She about to smack me. She about to smack me across the table. This bitch shaking the table. She about to kill my ass.
The only way I can see... My friend texting my boyfriend as if, like, y'all setting up something secret some for me or something like that. Yeah, then, okay, cool. That's whatever. Like, that's what's up, shit. But, like, other than that, hell no. The fuck? When y'all see each other, if y'all fuck with each other, chop it up. I know that's right. what that is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But on the regular, oh, no, I'm texting so-and-so. Yeah, that's my homegirl. What? No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. You want to be friends when y'all be around each other at work, or that's cool. But
I mean, I kind of only because I'm speaking about me being friends with your man. Mm-hmm. I have a homegirl who me and her husband was tight, thick as motherfucking thieves in high school. But when I got wind of their situation, I backed off because I don't ever want another bitch questioning her nigga over me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be in nothing like that. So I took it upon myself to step away from that friendship. And it was a sad day because that was my boy. But I know how bitches are.
Mm-hmm.
And because we cool, and it's like we was cool to the point where we used to be chilling at each other's house. We used to, and it was never like, oh, just me and him type of thing. But like we used to hang out all the time, like, talk on the phone, text. Well, wasn't no texting back then. Not for real. We had
not
to go
no, one, two, three.
But no, like, I know that bitches get crazy when they get in love. And whatever we was doing could have been misconstrued to be something else. I get why I wouldn't be friends with your man. But, like, I don't know. That's like... I don't know.
He had...
But I just feel different. I was dating this dude who... His best friend is one of my close friends.
Mm.
And I met this nigga through her. But they've been friends for as long as we've been friends.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know if it's just because I know her that it didn't bother me so much. But, like, even when we was dating, they were still chilling and going out, talking to each other on the phone. Like, I never felt like... I fuck you. You know what I'm saying? And I think too, because she never made me feel that way. And I've dealt with niggas who just by chance they happen to know a bitch that I know. And a bitch got 1,000 stories about them.
Mm.
I don't like
that shit.
I don't need to know what you know about my man. Like, that's none of my business. Keep it to yourself.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, if you're gonna be that type of bitch and you friends with my dude, like, all right, sis. That's when you try to get my wife.
Yeah.
But still, I'm not about to
but
do
I'm
that.
But I'm the same way, too, though. Like, I don't have male friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going
to... Because you don't want him to have female friends?
No,
or is it just because
just
you
don't.
Just don't?
Yeah, I just don't. I never have, really. If I was talking to a dude, I probably was talking to him.
And is that why you feel like...
Okay. But I don't talk to a lot of people. I don't do the phone shit. I don't do all that shit.
Yeah, though. Me neither. Like, I love you.
Exactly.
I got to be feeling you real, yeah. real nice for me to be wasting time rapping to exactly. your ass on the phone.
If you could give... If we on some all night shit, that's what's up. I'm in love.
Nah, for real.
I'll be on my all Truth. Night with you.
And then nigga, get off my phone and come to my house. Bye. Oh, my fuck wrong with you? I ain't got time for this.
But, I mean, I have male friends.
I guess.
I've always had male friends.
Okay, and then you still don't want your man to have no female friends?
However, comma, I can bring my male friends around. There's no... It's a respect.
Let me tell there's y'all something. There's a respect thing.
I'm just saying. There's a respect thing.
I would... Say I was a bisexual bitch and I dated men and women. Mm-hmm. I would feel more comfortable with... my nigga having female friends than with my woman having male friends. Because niggas know how to play their fucking part. Mm. Bitches don't. They will blow up the motherfucking spot if it's some real shit going on. Niggas.
Yeah, they know how to niggas. Be down low niggas.
Man, listen. Know niggas. How to be whatever nigga you mm-hmm. need me to be. Ain't nobody gonna be the wiser. So you talk about you bring your friends to the house or whatever. Not that that's what you're doing. But... Niggas be just, they be with the shit.
Now, I don't have any single male friends. They're that all in relationships. Devil's advocate over here for real.
I am, but some shit. We talk about cheating, right? Niggas cheat. I don't want to hear that black men don't cheat bullshit. What the fuck?
Whole nation, don't they?
Black Murray don't niggas cheat. Be cheating the most.
True.
Y'all be the most cheatingest motherfuckers in the world. Y'all always want a little single bitch on the line. Mm-mm. Dummies. Oh if you gonna cheat, she would have never married bitch. Y'all both got equal amount of shit to lose.
You gotta do it.
You
smart.
Cheating out here with a single bitch that's gonna fuck your whole life up. Dummies. Stupid. Y'all don't know how to do it. That's why y'all just need to quit the business. Y'all don't need to cheat, period.
Give it up.
Leave it alone.
Give it up.
It's not your bag. Let it go.
Mm-mm. Terrible luck.
Damn, stop cheating, y'all. Mm-hmm. I just want to put that PSA out to everybody. Just stop cheating. Just love one person unconditionally. Yeah. What happened to loyalty? Dang. That's what's wrong with this generation.
Oh, just keep it real with a motherfucker.
Okay.
Let them know you want to talk to other people. Or you want to do your thing. Straight up.
But you can't tell me no bullshit like that.
Why the fuck not?
Because then you already know that's going to lessen your access to me. If okay. you tell me that you try and walk with some other bitches and you still want to fuck with me, you know you're not going to have me in the way you had me before. I think that might be another reason why mm-hmm. niggas be cheating so much out here. Because mm-hmm. you know, if you tell a bitch like me, this is what I want. First of all, yes, please be 100% honest with me. Tell me what it is. Because if this what we doing, I need right. to be a fully so functioning knows. Partner in this. And do what the fuck I need to do for myself as well. But if you tell me that you want to go fuck with some other bitches, first, I'm probably going to go fuck with some other niggas. Know that.
Right.
Which means you're not going to have as much as me as you had before. Mm-hmm. You getting a portion mm-hmm. of me. And the rest of me is going to this other nigga.
You got
to
cut it down.
Okay.
So that's why a nigga not going to tell me. That's why I be getting cheated on. Nigga ain't gonna tell me shit. Mm-mm-mm. And the way these niggas be trying, like, right after you catch they ass, like y'all be putting on magic shows. God. Y'all be some motherfucking magicians. It's like, where the fuck was this nigga at before? But then it's like, I don't know.
Like, nigga, I'm ready to leave now, see?
Right, I don't like it. When you cheat, like, duh, I get disgusted.
Stop.
I don't like you like that no more. I did.
I don't even want to see the improvement.
You done fucked up. And then y'all be talking about, oh, I just want something different. I could be a whole different bitch. Just say that. I can be that. I promise you. I promise you, I could be a whole different bitch. You ain't got to keep getting on the regular old schmagalo. You ain't got to do that. I could be Amy from down the street or whoever the fuck.
Or the street walker.
Right
with the heels.
I got some too. I can do that. That's another thing. Niggas just don't communicate.
Nope.
Because they swear as soon as I say something to this bitch, she gon'
Then they ready to run. They like, fuck it. Mm-mm. Don't want to hear her mouth.
Get out.
Don't want to hear her mouth. I'm gone.
All right, you know. Stop cheating. I'm going to just say that one more time for clarification. Just say no. Like you say no to drugs.
Everybody just say no because everything that glitters ain't gold.
That's some real shit there. The grass ain't always greener.
You sure as hell ain't.
And we ain't taking y'all niggas back in 2020. I just want to let y'all know.
At all.
Mm-mm. Oh. Y'all heard that. At all. Motherfuckers.
Done deal. You gonna be out here playing and shit. Get shit right.
I'm too old too.
Pop questions and shit.
I don't even know if I can't get cheated on because I don't even be in relationships. But like, don't. Just tell me what we doing.
Be in situationships.
No, I don't do that shit either. That's messy.
Yeah.
I had my share of that. The last one was the last one, I promise you. Anyways. What are you crunching on, my nigga?
She eating a motherfucking Cheeto. You know her right? Motherfucking fingers is about to be on this shit. Okay.
Fucking eat shit. Weird ass. Told you, pinky out bougie, what? Bitch. Told y'all. I wish I could take a picture right now. Take a picture of this bitch eating with her pinky out.
Pinky.
But, I don't know. What's one thing that y'all learned this week? Anybody?
I learned that it's okay to open up and let people in sometimes.
Oh, shit. I learned that tis the season to be petty.
Oh.
Come on.
I wasn't expecting that.
Them hoes, motherfuckers been petty this season. But we going into the new year still.
Did you join in, sis?
With the pettiness?
You joined in, sis?
No.
Not yet.
No, if you don't get out your sister now, bitch, we're not bringing that petty
we're
shit
not
to 2020.
That's what I know.
You got not how many real. Days left? You got a couple more days.
That's what I'm nervous about.
To get
about.
Your petty
that's
in.
That's what you're nervous about?
Get your petty
what's
in.
What's going to happen in these coming days?
2020.
Ooh, get your petty in.
Yes.
Get your petty in.
What you learned, honey?
I have learned a hard lesson.
Uh-oh.
And it's very hard because I'm such an independent. I have learned that I just cannot do everything myself. Mm. I can't. I thought I could because I've been doing it, or so I thought. But, like, when I try to do everything myself, I get burnt out. And then something always suffers. Something always loses. Somebody always loses. Somebody always get kicked to the back burner. And I'm not taking that bullshit into 2020. So, prioritizing, trying to, I still have to multitask because I got too much shit not to, but like trying to focus on one big task at once, not trying to take on everything at one time by myself. And if somebody's offering help, to fucking take it. I'm very prideful. I'm a Leo. I don't need your fucking help. If somebody's offering help, and it's genuine and coming from a genuine place, like, accept it. It's okay. Nobody's going to think that you're lesser. Some people do, and some people will, but, like, the people who count won't think that you're lesser if you accept the help. Mm-hmm. That's my little
I like that. I like
tidbit.
That a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was a hard lesson. I'm still, like, in the process of learning. I ain't all the way there, but what they say, what's the first step? No one is the first.
Yeah, acknowledging.
It's the first motherfucking step. I acknowledge it.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see if I listen, if I stick to my guns. Mm-hmm. But I hope y'all learned some good shit this week. That's all we got for y'all. Mm-hmm. This has been another episode of Let Me Say This. And as always, shine, black bitch, shine. Now you gotta get some little outro beat.
Right.
No, that's not what we're doing.
Not that.
Bye, y'all.